You know, I think that they have this teleportation thing all wrong.
How so?
Well, I'm worried about transporting people from one place to another, which is got to be really complicated, right?
Right.
Because, you know, they have to still be alive, preferably, and stuff like that. I mean, it's hard enough to get people around just on mass transit.
Except for Trump.
But maybe we're looking at it the wrong way. I can see this teleporting chamber. It's a chamber that we visit often enough as it is. But this one's called the telepot.
Ah.
So instead of transporting you somewhere instantaneously, it transports your deposit, as I might say, in the telepot. No flushing, no plumbing, no water required. Well, maybe, I don't know, to work that out, but certainly not like it is now. It just, you'd push the handle and the telepot would instantly make your stuff disappear and go someplace else. Hopefully, you know, the right place where they're depositing that sort of thing.
We could call it the telepoop.
I wouldn't rule that out at this point. It's going to take quite the campaign to get people to accept that.
Unfortunately, people would still be in the same place.
Well,
the whole idea is to leave where you are.
Well, that's it. It's the whole other idea. This is an idea that would work a lot more easily. I mean, you can be a lot looser, no pun intended, if you're just talking about transporting poop. Number one, you don't have to worry about killing it, mangling it, losing it, anything like that.
I never worry about losing it. In fact, I'm happy to lose it, usually.
Compared to people, though. So, telepot, telepoop. You can telepoop on the telepot.
But we already have a teleport in the telepot.
What's that? The flushing handle?
Sure.
Yeah, but that requires physical infrastructure. This would just be, you know, the electricity to run the teleportation device. And possibly it could replace also the fax machine, which is usually just a bunch of shit anyway.